The following contains adult subject matter and language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. In other words, there's going to be a lot of fucking cussing.
Ah, Rose knows.
Unless you sound like old dirty ass motherfucker.
Bro shit hit different.
Bro take a long time, man. I hate these artistic dudes.
He's coming.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Come on, bro.
I know that, man. It can't stop. Number one soundtrack in the world. Black on. Even the number one movie for making records. Making the whole movie. Soundtrack.
Told y'all to
run the movie. Told y'all, I'm going to show y'all how to clean your dirty money up with good money. Invest into yourself.
My partner gave me $50. Put me in the
This
game.
Is the Kind of Famous Podcast. I'm your host, Lester Rowe. New week, new episode, episode 139. Kind of Famous Pod, K-I-N-D-A Famous Pod, P-O-D. Shit, on Facebook. Facebook.com/Kind of Famous Pod. Or you can go follow me. Or what's the other thing? I think it's both follow me. Follow me and add me on Twitter, Instagram. Rowe is famous. R-O-W-E is famous. Arrow Films, my official website. Man. Man, I guess we get to take a deep breath. Oh, and get them clean ass people collectors. We get to take a deep breath. But first, I got Good Night that was supposed to come out. I'm still developing that. Basically, honestly, I just kind of got discouraged. I had a couple scenes that wasn't working the way that I wanted them work. So I said, man, let me get away from it. Let me get away from it. I don't know what it was and why, but I just need to get away from this project. So I took some time to get away from it. What's that sound? I took some time to get away from it. And consequently, I ended up starting a new project. So very soon, let me see. This is what I got right now. This is what's all on my plate. I got Good Night, a short horror film. I got Let's Talk. Let's Talk was originally going to be like some podcast exclusive stuff with video, and then it just kind of grew legs where I'm talking to like some of the most prominent people in the city and having difficult conversations. So it's not like an interview, it's more like a conversation like I love, but it's also tackling very complex and complicated issues such as the COVID-19, Black Lives Matter, why Black people suck at starting businesses, the journey of dealing with musicians and more, man. Like I got two more of them I gotta shoot, two or three or more of them I gotta shoot. And I just don't know what I wanna talk about. I got on my short list, I got human trafficking. I got you know, street life shit. I forget. It's on my wall and I can't see that far. So yeah, so I got that going. And then very, 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 very last minute, I decided to jump into this political game. I got a project, a short documentary, back in the documentary game. It's called While We Wait. And this is how kind of we'll be able to segue this little part. So this is about a local election, the local election of Sarah Lopez, who's running locally here for county commissioner in Wichita Sedgwick County. And she was going against a incumbent, Michael O'Donnell. Now, at first, this kind of was like, you know, I went to this event. I was invited to go to an event, help shoot this event. And, you know, it is what it is. I did my shoot. I gave him the content. And I ended up meeting some very unique and dope people, honestly. And with that, I ran into, well, at the event, the woman, Sarah Lopez, was speaking. She was a part of me shooting that, as well as she was at the after party gathering type deal. And I got to talk to her there, kind of, you know, I talk how I talk. I'm real. I don't want to say I'm aggressive, but I'm honest. I don't really, I ain't gonna say I don't pull punches, but I really just like to get into people's shit, see if they really are what they're about. And, you know, I don't get to speak to a lot of real politicians. So when I do get to talk to them, I don't care too much to do the political type of conversation as much as break it down and see if they really understand people. And I got to talk to her, and she was dope. Real good conversation. Nothing major. And then, you know, as the general election came up with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, I was like everyone else, man. I was like, man, we're getting close to November 3rd. And, you know, everyone has a little bit of anxiety. We don't know what's going to happen. In my case, I wanted Joe Biden to win. And I didn't want to be stuck twiddling my fingers all night, right? And I didn't want to be playing this guessing game. So one unique thing about the Sarah Lopez election story is that it comes with a whole lot of controversy. Her opponent basically tried to set up the mayor to take the fall for a sexual assault and rape case. He paid for a smear campaign, allegedly, to basically take down the mayor during the midterm elections. Well, in a process of finding that out, as we start to find out in his own October surprise, that there was secret recordings and conversations that also went with that. It was like this big thing. And with that controversy and talking to her and the anxiety of election night, I asked her, hey, do you mind if I cover you election night? I figured it'd be something big. It'll be a moment. And she said, yeah. So we went and shot that day. And it was a roller coaster. It was something I was never expecting to be a part. I thought I'd be able to make a cool little political piece. She wins, she loses. It's a good little story. But that night, from what happened during the day, what happened during the event, and then how everything ended on top of the general election, it became something much more, something way bigger. And that's where I'm at. We're in production of that. So that's coming up for me while we wait. And the crazy thing, we still don't know. We're still waiting. The reason I call it while we wait is because waiting was a big theme throughout this situation. What's going on here? Waiting was a big thing through the whole night up until this point. I think that was like a perfect title for this. I had many different titles, but it was just kind of getting a little cliche. And then you don't want to get to this place where it's the type of title where it's way bigger than it needs to be, and it kind of gets lost in the mix because it's too familiar. So while we wait, the Sarah Lopez election night campaign coming fairly soon. So I got three projects going on at one time. And, you know, that's just the way we're going to end the year, hopefully end the year like that. So. But that leads us to the general election, the big show. And if you're listening to this by now, you know Joe Biden will be the president elect of the United States of America. He beat Donald Trump. Now, this is what I wanted to do. I really wanted to record during the thing. That's why there was no show. I wanted to record during the event. Then I ended up doing the shoot. And then it come like, what, we didn't get a president-elect till Friday. And it was like, I don't want to drag this out, right? Like, I don't want to keep talking about the election. I don't want to keep talking about Trump. So now that this thing is over. But in terms of the process, I think we all breathe a little bit easier now. You know, we got all these little parts and pieces that came with this. You know, you got COVID, you got a financial crisis, you got just a constitutional crisis. You got so much going on with this, but before we get into that, we got to salute the fact that we have a black woman vice president for the first time ever in the United States of America. That's crazy, right? That's crazy to think that this in 2020, since 1776, in 2020, we just now have a female vice president, first, who will be have the first, second husband or whatever the fuck. Like, this is where we at. Today the stocks went up. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is how big this is. Now, granted, at this moment, as we speak, President Trump is fighting all of this. With all of this came this controversy of voter fraud, which is the, I don't want to say it's the craziest thing, because it's not. We've been through a lot worse. But it's insane to think about when you think about the fact that this was set up to do this from the very beginning. I remember the night of the election, I went to sleep. We didn't have results. I was frustrated. I was looking at that map and I was thinking, like, I was really done voting. When it was too close. It was too close for no fucking reason, in my opinion. And when I was looking at that, I was like, I'm done voting. There's no point in this. It was looking just like, it was looking just like 2016 Hillary versus Trump, as far as the map. But then I had to stop and think as I drove home that this was never supposed to be figured out that night. You know what I'm saying? Like, we weren't supposed to know who it was going to be, because we was going to have all these mail-ins. Going hence the fact that Trump was fighting mail-ins. And they said from the very beginning that they knew that these numbers would look good for him out the gate. And so he was going to say that he won, despite the mail-ins hadn't been counted all the way. So he did that very thing that he said he was going to do. He was going to say that he won, right? The mail-ins start to trickle in, trickle in, trickle in, trickle in, right? And as it started to trickle in, the state started flipping. That night, Joe Biden even went on a thing and was like, look, man, we gonna keep going to all the votes are counting. Now, here's the thing that I figured out in this moment. And this also has to do with the Sara Lopez thing, because she was actually down that night. And she had to be convinced not to concede. Right? And the reason why, a part of why they play that political game with the votes, to make it difficult when it comes to voting mail-in. So another thing, while it feels like everyone's still voting, is because there's laws that make it, recent laws at that, that makes it where you cannot count the votes until election night. So if you got millions of votes in the tuck, you got to count them motherfuckers after you count everything else. And then you got the provisionals. And then you got the absentees. I mean, it just becomes a mess. And that's what we ended up with. We ended up with not knowing who our president-elect would be until Friday after the Tuesday. Friday or Saturday after the Tuesday of election night. So, Trump and his cohorts are fighting this because they declared victory already. And they are going with massive voter fraud. This is what they're running with. And that's unfortunate for us. That means we must continue to sit and wait and see how this plays out. You have the conspiracy of this all. What's the most pathetic thing about this whole situation is you have a party of people who are willing to sink this country because they wasn't ready to lose. Because they want to own this so bad that they're willing to destroy our country behind this man who they all know is bullshit. Now, I don't know what kind of deals he made and promises he made to these people, but in general, they're willing to go down with this motherfucker. And that is the silliest, most asinine thing we're dealing with in America right now. That is the American I live in, if you are one of my overseas listeners. And I hope if you overseas, that you look at this and you really understand it's not the people, it's just this one person. Because when these people are out, you know, we still have control of the House of Representatives. We will have a Democratic president. If we can switch the Senate to Democrat, it's over for Republicans, period. Like, you can't, I don't even know how to talk about it. You can't do what you did, because that means that the people, the will of the people, have decided that you people are shit to a larger extent. So it's going to be people who wasn't on the ticket that needs to be fired, basically, who will be fired the next time. And it's going to continue to even more strengthen the Democratic Party. Now, I do believe the Democratic Party will split in this by the end of this, which is okay. I honestly just wish we would lose the pride that we have over this fucking Constitution and say that it's time to do some changes in how we deal with our election system. I think we're there now. But with that, man, it's over. You know what I mean? The fact that, you know, all these things now was closer than it should have been. I do believe that. And part of me does believe that Trump probably has some fake votes, some voter fraud himself in this whole thing. But it's over. We're finally at a place in America where we can start to move forward. You know, we can get back to listening to science. We can get back to being progressive in whatever speed that means. But that hold over conservatism, where we are just chasing old ideas, where you have this man that's dog whistling racism and bigotry. And you got, you know, just so much that came with this, yo. Like, it got to a point where it's like COVID. Like, in America, we're sick of talking about COVID and we're sick of talking about the president. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so hard to do this show. It has been so hard to do this show because it's like, there's nothing else going on. Like, in the last year, but more specifically 3 to 4 months, there's nothing fucking else going on. And hold on. There's nothing else going on. And so what do you talk about? Seriously. Like, I follow Skip Bayless on Twitter. Ro is famous on Twitter. Follow Skip Bayless. And one thing Skip Bayless did is he talked about the Cowboys. Like, the day that Joe Biden, like, something happened with the Cowboys. Joe Biden win. And he's posting about the fucking Cowboys. It's like, fam, that ain't what we on right now. We on the president right now. We on the future of America. You want to talk about some fucking football. You could have saved that little tweet. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the most complicated thing. It's like, how do we move forward out of this conversation? And I'm happy that we're there. I honestly am happy we are here. What else is there? Anything? So today, Ben Carson of the Trump administration, he called COVID-19. And on the other side of that, we have a vaccine that is 90% successful with Pfizer. Pfizer, who also brought you, did they bring us Viagra? I think they bring us Viagra. But they're 90%. And here's the funny shit. Like, even my stocks is up since the announcement And a part of me feels like this is all on purpose. They didn't want to hand him good news that gets him reelected. I feel like everyone kind of held their news until this moment, which is brilliant to me. They held the news to this moment so that everyone knew where they was going. Everyone knew where we was going, and then they can move from there. Utah, red state, they went to mass mandate. This state, Kansas, red state, we're probably about to go into a mandate. I mean, hell, I think we are. Well, at least my county is already in a mandate. We have no room in hospitals. The flu is up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of shit, bro. This is crazy. Let's see, man. What else? I think that's it. I think that's it with this fucking election and COVID. See, my homegirl caught COVID. I shot with her. So I had to go take another COVID test because she, like, what's crazy about the COVID test, motherfuckers hit you with that COVID test. Like you just imagine if catching, like, gonorrhea, chlamydia, some shit, people easily had that conversation. Like this motherfucker texted me and was like, hey, by the way, I tested positive for COVID. So I just felt like you should know. And I don't really know what to do with that because I'm like, that shit happens. It was said so casually, like it was nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's people that do get a death sentence behind this shit. It's people that do be tapped out and be in the bed. I was like, hold on. First of all, what made you go take a test? Because she had just took a test. You got some of these gyms won't let you work out without a negative COVID test. So she just took a test to get to the gym. So I'm like, why the fuck are you taking another test? What's going on? And she was like, she lost her smell. And one of her coworkers, I'm trying to keep this light as possible, but one of her coworkers actually tested positive and continued to come to work. And so she was being exposed, and she's telling her boss, hey man, you need to make a mask mandate around this bitch because of this, that, and the because of that shit, because he was positive and he probably got it from a client, who knows how he got it, but now she ends up with it. We just did some work together, and so I had to take another test, and now, you know, I'm still waiting for my little old result. I should get my shit by the time you hear this. I know my results, so I ain't tripping. But it was just like the casual nature in which this motherfucker was like, by the way, I caught COVID. I just thought that you should know. This is crazy, man. Let me see. Hey. Let me see. We got COVID. Let me pull this up right here. We got COVID. Cause this is what I'm trying to, Kanye West. Kanye, he lost his bid for election. What's crazy about it, he made a concession speech. Kanye made a concession speech, right? Well, no, he didn't make a speech. He made a tweet. And the tweet was him looking at the election results and saying 2024. And all I could think is like, I wonder what was the moment Kanye sitting there. He got the TV on. He's changing channels. When he look at the TV and he see, you know, that he's like at like 0.04%, does he look at the TV and say, damn, ain't gonna happen? Like, there was no way going into that he even had a fucking prayer of a chance. But he has involved himself so much in the cycle of this to the point where I want to fight him. People don't care. I don't think he has tweeted since election night. And it's like, what are we doing? I think I just saw a tweet earlier. Kim Kardashian got like the hearts, and it's Kamala and Joe Biden. And it's like, fam, even your wife not fucking with you right now. Like, through this process, she ain't said nothing about this man election. Either because she knew it was bullshit and it was just him seeking attention. Or she was basically using the platform to be responsible. Or she voted for him, and then just as these socialites do, they have to be in the conversation. But what I'm most, I ain't gonna say it, afraid for. Well, what I do love that he did not make a mark in this conversation about the election. Cause it was a little scary. Like, you got him, you got Lil Wayne who came out in support of Trump and the so-called platinum plan. Like, it blew my, honestly, just real quick on that, what blew my mind about this is that I think a lot of celebrities just really just gave us their ass to kiss, for one. And you shown in the big picture that they don't give a fuck about the culture as much as they care about the money. I say that because if Trump and the tax plans benefit people in the range that they work in, it's not feasible to even think that whatever he's going to do is going to put black people in this great position. It's not even that say Biden's going to do this, but at least we know with Trump that a lot of it is just banter, talking bullshit, because he had 4 years to do something and nothing has been effective. Nothing has nailed the point. And we understand bullshit when we see it. I think we don't get black people, the black culture don't get a lot of credit for just really understanding and seeing bullshit. Now, two, to me as well, is, I forgot. But here's the thing with these celebrities, I said this about Puff, I don't know if it was on a show or in private, it's like, no matter what side they go on, you know, a lot of these black celebrities, they could be in that ballot box voting for Trump. Good thing it's just one vote. You know what I'm saying? They vote don't represent thousands of thousands of votes. I don't have it. I ain't got that shit, I'm telling you. It represents one vote. But either way, if Trump wins, they win. And they can act like they fought for the cause, but their pocket is still cool. If Biden wins, they can act like they fought for the cause. And they're rich enough to not really have to give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So they're in a win-win situation no matter which way they go. But it's more beneficial for them for one thing to happen than the other. When you think about your personal assets and your personal liquid cash. And that's the vote. Republican and those type of tax situations that benefit you most. You know, I understand that completely. That's what made the 50 Cent troll so much interesting, because what he said was actually a truth. The sort of thing that you kind of it's really what these guys were saying to me. Lil Pump also got involved, which means this is the grand closing for Lil Pump, because I mean, he didn't have the following anyway, but now you gave us your ass to kiss. Why would we ever even pretend to support you going forward? You got legacy acts like a Lil Wayne and Ice Cube. Ice Cube don't even really make music. He can continue to live a valuable life. Lil Wayne is Lil Wayne. Like, he's bigger than rap. So that won't affect him none. 50 Cent is 50 Cent. I still believe that was a troll. But some of these other characters are in fucked up situations, for real. Damn, man, it was something I want to say with that Lil Wayne shit. But with all of that said, I think it's very fair to look at these people and remember that our vote doesn't move by the celebrity barometer. Our vote moves the way we want it to move, in the ways that benefit our personal culture properly. I read earlier, someone said black people continue to be the social conscience of the United States while everyone else is trying to pick and choose what makes sense. You know, and I see that, because There's truth to that. Like, you see where the black vote go. And people say the Democrats, you know, got a stranglehold over the black community. But when you look at what's happening, it only makes sense. You got one group that is talking to us, that is reaching out to us, black people. And then you got one group that don't even fucking bother. So yeah, you tend to listen and fuck with the people that listen to you. At least pretend to. One group don't even fucking bother. I don't know, man. But look, let's see, we got a whole lot of more show, and I hope this is the beginning of the end of these political conversations in terms of this election, in terms of Trump. The Trump one's going to be tough. The Trump one's going to be tough because he's fighting the election pretty aggressively. He hasn't conceded. There is a formality to our process, and conceding is part of that. If he does not concede, that's one thing that's kind of gets scary. So we're going to hope for the best on that. Man, we're going to take a quick break. We'll take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit of this. We got another little Kanye story I want to jump into. And I got some listener email. If you want to email me, I got a conversation. I forget what we talked about last time. I got something here that I think y'all going to find interesting, man. If you want to send me an email, send an email at kindoffamouspod@gmail.com. Or you can DM or message me on Twitter and Instagram at @RoIsFamous. We'll be right back on the Kind of Famous Podcast. All right, we're back. Kind of Famous Podcast. Look, this is the part of the episode where Ro reads something. In this case, Ro reads emails. I got an email that came in. And if you want to send an email, you want me to talk about a problem that you having or whatever the case is, hit me up, kindoffamouspod@gmail.com, or hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at @RoIsFamous. R-O-W-E is famous. All right, we got this that came in. I've been getting several ones, but this one I wanted to kick up in front of the other ones that I've been getting. Because see what it is, I've been getting these emails the whole time, and I just respond to them directly. And I said, oh, I'm going to talk about this on the show. I don't talk about it on the show. But now we're going to start using this joint. And it helps me make videos. So this is a video clip as well. Let's see. This one goes, what up, bro? Love the show and congrats on all the progress and growth. I figured I would hit you up and get your take on my situation with this female I'm talking to. So we've been dating for maybe 3 or 4 months. I say that because, you know, the first month, women really don't be fucking with you. And I was still out doing my thing until things were looking like it was going to be something. Well, she has a kid and I honestly cannot stand this little motherfucker. He is 8, and I think she spoils him, which is not any of my business. And she seems to not have any issues with him on the discipline side. But for me, it's something about how that kid comes at me that makes me want to yank him up and say, look, little nigga, you will respect me. Seriously, though, my thing is this. I really fuck with her, and I think this could be something. But I don't have kids, and I don't think that I should put up with a dickhead 8-year-old. Last time I was over, every time I looked at him, I could feel my face frowning. And when he walked in the room, he is very sarcastic and just plain out annoying. I went and got them Sonics one time, and he wanted everything. Okay, hold on. I went and got Sonics one time, and he wanted a very specific slush with 4 or 5 different mixes. And then when I got back, I swear I saw this little nigga dip his tots in the fucking slush. This kid is strange. What do you think? How should I handle it? By the way, I love the show. I want your opinion. Boom. So check this out. I once was talking to a chick who had a kid. And talked to several kids. But I was talking to this one with a kid, and this little dude was probably one of the most annoying people. Annoying humans I've ever met in my life. Now, he was young. He was younger than this, so he probably didn't know better. But I felt like the little dude was always trying me as well, right? I remember one time I went over there and he called me a whole different dude name. Now, he blew her spot up. He blew her spot up a little bit because, like, the last thing anybody, I don't care if you're a man or female, when you come through, you don't want your kid to say the wrong person name. You just don't want that because, you're, I mean, it look away. Now, it was cool with me because I really wasn't trying to do nothing with this motherfucker anyway. So I didn't care. In terms of a future, no. I don't even like the kid. That was what I'm getting at. I didn't even like this little dude. Like, he was just a young, spoiled brat that just cried and whined for every single little thing. Now, this little dude, like, he trying you. 8 years old? 8 years old? He know what's going on. So what I would probably do, I mean, if you see a future with, I don't, see, the thing you can't really bring up that you don't like her kid, because, you know, the, you know, people in general are real sensitive about their kid. You could start laying little clues, like, you know, you might say something like, does he always act like that? You know what I'm saying? You might ask one of the most simple, goofy-ass questions, like, he always act like that with everybody? And she might hit you with, what do you mean? Like, you know, you, every time he come in here, it feel like to me that he trying me. I don't know. I mean, it may just be me, but what do you think? What if, like, let's say put you in my position and she gonna probably take defend her kid like it ain't no big deal. But this is you dropping crumbs. You dropping little crumbs. Something to, like, show that, hey, it's something weird going on here. Then the next time, let's say he come in with the 7-flavor slush, he dip his fries. You know, you might say something slick. You might say something slick like, and what you feeding him? What you feeding him? What is his diet like? You know what I'm saying? Like, try to get down to the bottom of why the kid do so much unique stuff. He might be a brainiac on the low. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one good time you get the slush before you get home. You know what I'm saying? You open it up. Take one of your straws. Taste it. Maybe that shit fire. Maybe something you ain't never, you know, knew that you would like. Maybe the motherfucker brilliant on the low for real. Let me think, man. See, the thing is, my homie, I got one of my homeboys, he was like, he ain't gonna date a chick with kids no more. If he don't, I mean, I guess if he don't want to, he grown. Like, I don't, it was one of these weird things we was talking about, and he said to me, he ain't dating a woman with kids, but more specifically, he ain't dating a woman who got a boy, because he got a little girl. And he was talking about blended families. Now, he hit me with some shit I ain't never heard before. And he said that, this is going to get dark, that child sexual assault usually come from blended families when one of the kids is a son and the other is a daughter. And I thought to myself, of all things that you can think about right now, what part of your life made you think, I'm not, of all the problems that can come with this, the first thing you ran to is, I'm not going to date a woman with a son because he may assault my little girl. There's no part of my life, there's no part of the way I think that would have ever sent me to that direction to think like this. You know what I'm saying? But, if there's something that's on you that you think that can help get the ball rolling on conversation, I don't judge you, my boy. You do what you want to do. Now, me personally, you know, I don't know how fine that motherfucker is. If she dope, if she real dope, if she real cool motherfucker, you know what I mean? You got to have a conversation at some point. Because the last thing you want to do is be dating a woman and you have beef with her son, and her son have beef with you. Because anytime you gonna want to do something, that son gonna be the one that, depending on how he cooperates, gonna be the difference between if you kicking it that night, if you going on a date. Like, you gonna have to figure out a way to find and reconcile some peace with her little boy. Just gonna have to. What else? I don't know, man. I don't know. But here's the thing. If she's not that bad, if she's kind of like, if you like her, right? But you don't like her. Hey, man, look, the same way that you find her, you'll find another one. On me. The same way that you found her, you'll find another one. And you may even find one with a cool little son that like to play sports or something. You know what I'm saying? Who like playing Xbox, who you enjoy. You know, they got the Xbox One X, the PS6 coming out. You know, maybe one of them things where you just going to have to wait till you find one of them type of young boys. Pause. Or whatever. Whatever. I'm just saying, man, just think about it. You might be overthinking a situation that needs to be underthought. But you got to fucking have peace with the kid. You're a grown man, bro. You're a grown man. But one thing I do appreciate is that you listened to the show. You took out time to send me that email. And you can send me your email at kindoffamouspod@gmail.com. KINDAFamouspodPOD@gmail.com. Or hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at RoIsFamous. And I'll read it, man. I'll read it. I had another one I wanted to read. I bumped his head. The one I wanted to read, we might do it next week. But the one I wanted to read is about A female sent this talking about her boyfriend who will not have sex with her unless there's porn on. Next week we're gonna do it. We'll take a quick break, be right back. We'll finish this thing up on the Connoisseurs podcast. All right, we back. Let's see, man. We got I'm going to wrap it up, man. Like I said, you can follow me on the social medias. RoIsFamous, Twitter, Instagram. Let's send me some shit to look at. I actually did have tweets I wanted to read, but then I decided not to because I spent too much time talking that politic game. Let me pull up something real quick. Somebody just sent me some shit. So, man, I just got into this rapper named King Von. I got into like 2-3 weeks ago. And man, dog, the dude, I saw a little clip that he had on Twitter from being on one of these Vivo platforms doing the live performance of a song that was slapping. And I started to look, I was looking for his music, and almost everything I pulled up was dope. I went right to Spotify, checked out his project, LaVon James. That motherfucker's dope. And shit. He just happened to drop a new tape called Welcome to the O that had the song that I originally had heard on that project. And goddamn me, what, Friday, he was shot in Atlanta and killed. This is kind of a segue. But so big rest in peace to that boy, man. You know, from Chicago, man. People love talking about Chicago and their violence, but you know, it come with it, man. What's crazy is Von, like in on his songs, he sound like a dude that's telling you about some real shit. Cause certain things is like, you could tell it's a rap, and then there's other things you're like, oh no, that's real shit right there. That's real talk right there. But rest in peace to King Von. I do want to say this, but this had came up right before I started recording. And this is all brand new. I only read some of this, and I was pulling it up. But King Von's sister, so he got killed in Atlanta, shot and killed in Atlanta. And T.I. had some very choice words, as Martin Luther Tip King seems to always do when things don't involve him. I'm trying to pull it up. Want to make sure I got all of it. Okay, it says, hold on. This is from, okay, this is from T.I. He says, I don't speak ill of my allies. My last post had nothing to do with King Von. Y'all grossly mistaken. I have no motive or intention to do harm or malice and blah, 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 blah. This is nothing. So he cleaning up this one. Atlanta is a beautiful, progressive city filled with black excellence. We uplift each other and win together. Stop coming here to kill each other. That shit is played out. And then what he said just a minute ago was about clarifying that he was not talking about King Von. But that's a very convenient statement. So that was followed by King Von's sister actually reposting what T.I. said with her own commentary that says, wasn't you just out the other day, the other night with other bitches at Copper Cove? I see you still cheating on your wife, so mind your business. And these are facts. But the energy he always put into other people's business, he needs to keep the same energy. He needs to make it right with his daughter. Now, where's my brother 50 Cent at? Now, this is what I just saw, and I'm reading all this shit for the first time, damn near. 50 Cent, who has a storied past with T.I. T.I. has also challenged him to a versus battle. And T.I. kind of, 50 Cent has laughed that off plenty of times, which I don't know why T.I. wants to do that. It probably has something to do with 50 Cent calling him a snitch. But I digress. 50 Cent then posted in response to King Von's sister by saying, hey, T.I., you got to chill. You bugging for saying anything. They got casualties. This shit is real. I don't know what you was thinking, but rethink it now. They are hurting. They love that boy, and he was a way out. I bet you don't even realize they will kill you for what you just said. What hood are you from again? Come on now. It's quiet time. Now, 50 good for getting some attention. 50 good for getting some attention. But he was asked to give some attention to this. I'm going to say this because I don't really care, to be honest. T.I. do got to chill, though. You know what I'm saying? T.I. find himself in a whole lot of shit for no reason other than T.I. being T.I. Somehow he's become the elder statesman to say anything all the time, anytime. But he got to chill, man. Because he be looking crazy. He don't be saying the right shit most of the time. I just don't understand. There's no reason for him to ever speak on shit that he ends up speaking on. So I'm going to lean with the 50 Cent, even though 50 Cent's in timeout for that fucking Trump shit. But yeah, well, you know what them boys in Chicago do. Obviously, they came and killed Von in his city, in T.I.'s city. They'll come get him too. So anyway, what we got? Kanye West. I do get tired of Kanye West. But he did something for Kim Kardashian's birthday. And Kim Kardashian had a birthday. What she did is pretty cool, I think. Everyone had to get a COVID test before going. They all rented out an island, some rich people shit. And they all partied on the island as if COVID didn't exist. No masks, no nothing. They just kind of kicked it. But one of the things that happened at this event or party, if you will, is Kanye got Kim a hologram of her father. I don't want to get his name. Ron Kardashian, I believe. Rod or Ron Kardashian. And it was wild because Jesus. It was wild to me because, with these holograms, these moving things or whatever, and they can say whatever it is you want them to say. They can take voice analysis and all this shit, and they got the kind of money to make this happen. So he did that. One thing Kanye did was say in this, I love you, blah, 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 all these things as her dad. And then it says, you're also married to one of the very, 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 very genius people. Some shit like that. Like, really put himself on the fucking pedestal. And it just went right back to, like, the egotistic, narcissistic nature of this person. You know, he is Black Trump in a way. He is a cult leader, if you will. To the point where you do say some shit like that. Like, that's what? What? But my bigger issue was, I don't think a lot of people found that to be adorable. They loved it. It was a great gesture to them. To me, it was kind of fucked up. I don't know if I could deal. The way I remember my pops is the way I remember my pops. I remember my father is how I remember my father. Whatever he said or didn't say. I don't need anyone to manufacture what they think he would have said to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way that my dad talked to me, the way he talked to my brother, the way he talked to different people was all different and based on y'all relationship. There would have been no way for Kanye to know how my dad or how her dad personally gave it up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you get with Kris Jenner, possibly. But there's no real way to know that. I would be so devastated. Like, it would probably cause me more trauma than his actual death. Because I can't have an emotional connection to him. As I've come to a closure with his death. In terms of Kardashian, like, I'm a year removed. She is many, probably 10 or more years removed, 20 years even, removed from her father. You are projecting artificial memory, which can cause trauma. You know what I'm saying? Oh, look, I'm just reading something here. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's kid's name is Northwest, Chicago West, and Psalms West, and Saint West. Niggas, bro. But yeah, that kind of trauma isn't healthy. And maybe Kim deals with it fine, but it would fuck me up, yo. It would fuck me up. To see something like that. I mean, look, I'm reading here. Larsa Pippen claims Kanye brainwashed the whole Kardashian family. Man, I don't know about that. Oh, I guess Larsa and Kim have beef. Okay, this rich people shit. I thought something was breaking. But yeah, we gotta. It's so frivolous though. Right? Like, it's so frivolous. And maybe that's where we need to be. Maybe after going through COVID or being in the middle of COVID, going through everything everyone has been going through, you know, the elections, all the frivolous stuff seemed to not matter. Black Lives Matter, summer, all the frivolous stuff seemed not to matter for the last 4 or 5 months. And now you got to get comfortable getting back to, like, not worrying and caring about what's going on. Like I said, man, we got shutdowns and shit coming. Who knows? Who knows? Shit, I don't know, man. I think that's it. I think that's all we going to do today. Like I said, man, I got all these different projects going on at one time. I'm trying to keep the show popping. Hey, with the video, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be 100%. Like, I got to be careful with my video right now because I'm dealing with the political story, which is there is a certain air to that. I need to be able to promote my shows and my projects without too much cross mingling that's going to get things X'd, honestly. So, like, I'm not going to change the integrity of my show. I'm not going to change how I do my show, but it will alter how I promote my show until I have everything set in stone. So I got to get all my footage first. I got to get everything signed off because what happens sometimes, in all honesty, people don't really look into what you do. People don't look into your shit. I got 100, this will be 139, 140 of the Kind of Famous, and then like 10 other shows and this show. Like, I got so many fucking things out there that if someone really start to dig into shit, they will find something that I said that they don't necessarily agree with. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta walk a little bit of a line for the next couple of weeks. So the video of this, I probably hopefully will be able to put out the way I want to put it out. But the reason to pull the curtain back, the reason why I consciously take a break and I consciously like set up a segment for the video part is because it makes it easier for me to start to load up content that don't necessarily have to be in order, right? If I talk about the Kardashians, if I talk about the election, this is all dated information. This only exists right now. This is the problem Joe Budden had in his podcast and trying to sell it. It exists right now. It really doesn't matter. But when I talk about like the interactive shit, the emails, the thought essays, these are things that can exist forever. I can put these out anytime. People can pick this up anytime. They're Googleable, easy to digest. So I separate them on purpose so I can be able to put them out anytime. Right now, I'm in a position where this may not be the time for some of this shit. As I try to gather things and elevate, grow, all that sort of thing as a filmmaker. So I just said all that to say, go follow me on Twitter and Instagram on Bro Is Famous. Send your emails at kindoffamouspod@gmail.com and do all that like and subscribe and all that stuff that they tell you to do on every other podcast. Do that with mine. And until next time, tell your mama say hi.
Bye. So in light of you being kind of famous,
why the hell I'm kind of famous? Who the hell she know?